Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Doc Who Pod. I am Josh. Joining me, as always, is my co-host, Jack.
Hello there.
And joining him, Bradley Fuller.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, it's our Christmas special.
I'm not going to do Christmas what I did for the last Christmas episode, which has got us blocked for copyright reasons.
It's only in Russia.
Only in Russia, yeah. That's true. That's true. Maybe if Ukraine frees up Russia, then maybe we can sing carols to our heart's content.
Do you know what? I'm glad that we're doing it this time, because this is about the time of year I'll do my, like, mid-year Love Actually watch. Do you know what I mean? It feels like that. Do you do this?
Really?
Obviously, you don't, Jack, but Brad, you must do a similar
thing. No, I've never seen
it. No,
I always just watch it at Christmas. I watch it about three times at Christmas.
You don't? Right, okay, that'll explain it then. Yeah. I try and do it the once at Christmas, but I have to treat myself mid-year to it.
No, I can't watch Christmas films when it's not Christmas. I'm sorry.
Nah, it's a bit weird, man.
Oh, well, we've done it. We've watched a Christmas film, but it's not Christmas.
What? Yeah, I suppose I watched the Futurama Christmas episodes, but that's because it was in order. Like, I just
because
watched
Jack is a 10-year-old kid still.
I fucking love Futurama. You leave me alone.
God, I can't stand Futurama. I hated that.
Why? It's funny.
It's just shit, it's so Simpsons.
No,
it is.
No.
It literally is.
The thing is, there are a few weaker Futurama episodes as it gets, like, older, if that makes sense, but The Simpsons really fell off the, like, they're like, the old episodes are fucking banging. The newer episodes are shit.
If we still had terrestrial TV and we had to, I would leave an episode of The Simpsons on. Doesn't matter if it was bad or good. It's just nice to have there. Futurama, no chance.
Yeah, I like Futurama.
Oh, I don't think I've told you, Josh, to be fair. Do you know what I'm watching at the moment?
What are you watching at the
moment? Well into How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, nice. You into it, yeah?
Oh, mate, I love it, to be fair. It's actually sick.
Let's do a How I Met Your Mother run through. That'd be quality.
Generally, I'm on series two already.
Nice. Series two is the worst one. I can't stand it when Lily and Marshall are broken up.
Oh, they've already got back together, to be fair. But nice. Yeah, no, I think it's pretty good.
Oh, mate.
Back end of series one is pretty good.
It's definitely, like, the best sitcom ever. That's a fact. Like, better than Friends, better than fucking... I can't think of any other than Friends, but it is the best one.
No, The Office is probably the best.
Nah, this for me is better than The Office, for sure.
Nah, I don't think so, not yet.
We'll debate this another time. Let's not quite jump into the episode just yet. Jack? Mm. We're doing the next Doctor. Merry Christmas, everybody. Jack, in a sentence.
Misleading, just like the Doctor's daughter.
Okay, fair. Bradley?
Another bang average Christmas special.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I'm going to go with thank God for David Morrissey. But anyway, shall we go over to Who News before we dissect that? Do.
We'll do a little Christmas interlude for this one because it's Christmas, you know?
That's the only Christmas song you know, is it?
It's even a Christmas song.
To be honest with you, I haven't got anything for Who News. I don't know if you guys have.
Yes, we've got the biggest thing Josh even put on the Instagram as well.
I did. Was going to be my one Who News thing, and it's Who News.
Yeah, Who News.
Which I actually think we did a funny thing on in our last episode, didn't we?
Did we?
Because we,
I think we did speak about it last
time.
Have
we spoken about this or not? I don't know.
Maybe I made a joke of it, because I love making jokes about it, but
we've definitely
it
at some point
actual paedophile.
Yeah, right. We've definitely at some point made the joke about changing it to Hugh News. But I can't remember if that was about the Fear Her episode or not.
Don't know.
I don't think so.
Pretty sure we did speak about it though. But the only other thing probably just to mention, I think
we're not talking about the Who Edwards thing, apparently, Jack. Sorry, we've been over.
We've already spoken about it. What do you want to say about it then? Go on.
Well, all right, here's the thing. What do you do? Do you keep, like, it's like, you know, it's do you keep it in or not? You know, it's something that's in the past, it's been there, it's not going to change anything that he's on. But at
Do you
the
know,
same time,
does
you can't
anyone
have him.
really care?
No, it's the
Well, I
pop
didn't.
culture equivalent of pulling the statues down at London because, okay, the people that made our financial system also happened to own a slave. Do you know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
like, do we erase history or do we learn from history? And also,
Exactly.
it's such a small part. Is there any point in it whatsoever? I think
I.
what it is he gets paid residual. So every time someone watches that episode, he probably gets a check for 50p or something. So I think rather than renegotiate those contracts, pull it off air, redub it, boss, you don't have to pay him anything, and you're not seen to be paying a paedophile.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
good
mean,
point.
I'm not gonna lie. I didn't even realize he was in that episode. It was only when we were saying about it earlier in the week that I was like, oh, okay, he's in the episode. The thing is as well is, I know technically he's acting in it, but he's just on the TV, isn't he?
Yeah, it's just a
Yeah.
newscast. It's just a newscast. I don't know. I think maybe we spoke about him being outed as a pedo, but we didn't talk about Fear Her being taken off air.
No, we must have done. When did you post on Instagram?
Just after, because I've got a note in my notes saying who Edwards.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, I don't know. It's like the whole thing. Do we not listen to Michael Jackson's music? Because, you know, there's rumors that, okay, he never got
Yeah, that's rumors, though,
charged.
not proven.
But yeah, I don't know. Should we not drive Mercedes because they were created by a Nazi? Like, it's that whole argument. Do you know what I mean? It's a form of art, and I think art can be appreciated without idolizing the people that created it. I think that's fair. And I also, the thing that gets me is like, yes, it's a shit episode. No, I probably never would watch it again. But think of all the people that really made that fucking episode. Like, you know, think of the effort that goes into making a 40-minute long podcast. Think about making a 40-minute fucking production episode of Doctor Who. Like all of those people, you know, their names have been wiped from, or if they bring it back, then it's fine. But their names have been wiped from existence because they took this episode down. I think that's really unfair.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't
it's.
think they're going to just leave it.
Well, it's not back yet.
Have you checked?
Yeah, I'm checking daily.
You're not.
No, I'm not, but it wasn't there a couple of days ago.
He just really loves that episode.
I
It's actually still not back, to be fair.
knew
I
it.
just looked. Yeah. It
Yeah.
doesn't take long just to remove a little clip, but I guess,
I'll fucking
how do you do
voice
it?
over. I'll
Surely.
voice over.
Oh God, I imagine you get out as a
Don't
fucking nonce as well. It's just
Could
that role is cursed.
you?
It's a cursed role, like.
Don't
And
check my
what
browser
other
history.
what other cursed roles are there?
Anyway, this is a very boring topic of conversation. Bradley, you clearly had something more exciting to say, despite saying you've got nothing for who knows.
By the way,
Yeah,
we
no,
did
just one thing just to probably mention. Oh, was that, JP?
I was gonna say we did talk about it. It was the 2nd of August, so yeah.
Brilliant. So that was our waste of time. Nice.
No, we
No, we
didn't talk
haven't.
about it.
We
We did
haven't
not
spoken
talk
about
about
it.
it. I thought you said it did.
No,
Okay,
we
fair play.
didn't. Yeah.
Okay,
We are
good.
now
Oh,
officially
anyway, moving on.
breaking this news 2 weeks too late, though.
Yeah,
So
pretty much. So it's still a
we
waste of time.
technically broke it on Instagram. So
Yeah, true.
anyway, this is the
Anyway,
longest
just
Who
the only
News
other thing I
section
was
in the
going to say.
world.
I know, but anyone got nothing to say, mental. Just a quick mention. Pretty disappointed after our introduction of a Doku Pod
Oh yeah.
FPL League last year, and we had a solid about 10 people, including us, which I was pretty pleased with. This year, we
Oh,
still currently have four people, which is us three, and shout out to the legend Matthew Roberts, who's joined, but no one else has bothered. So if anyone wants to bother, join it now.
join it now. Matthew
Link on
Roberts, big
Insta.
shout out to you, mate, because you've
Yeah,
started commenting and
the West
engaging a
Winger.
bit more. The West Winger, great name, by the way. Had to explain it to Bradley, but that's a different story. Yeah, no, get involved, guys. Come on. We can't let, what's his name? Matthew Roberts.
Yeah.
We can't let
I mean, I
Matthew
won last
Roberts
year, so you've got
win.
to
Please, someone dethrone Bradley. We want someone else on the show other than Bradley. And yes,
We'll give you
we
a tenner
are
or something.
open to new
We'll
hosts for
give you a
season
tenner
five.
or something.
So yeah, join it. We'll link it in the description. We'll put the code somewhere else. get involved, guys. It's free. I mean, last year I signed in about four times, used up all of my perks or power ups. What do you call them?
Boosts. I don't know what they're called.
Boosts. Yeah, sure. In Chips. Like the first few games, I think I went like second or third, even though I was the only one using all my boosts. Then forgot my login and just didn't look at it for the rest of the year. I think I was quite last.
Solid last, mate, yeah.
But this time I've got a chance of finishing in the top four. So,
oh, God, we'll never hear the end of that either, will we?
Don't catch me in the relegation zone this year. Yeah, I know football talk.
Oh, God. Oh.
Right, I think that brings us nicely to the end of Who News, or Hugh News, as we're doing now. So, the next Doctor, just to contextualise, because I think we briefly spoke about this when we did The Stolen Earth. This was the first episode to air after it was announced David Tennant was leaving. But we didn't know Matt Smith had been cast yet. So, like, the hype for the next Doctor would have been insane.
I was trying to remember that, to be fair, because I couldn't remember. I felt like there was actually rumours that this was like, is this the next one? Was it that that was just a hype? I can't remember.
No, well, everybody just assumed, because David Tennant announced his leaving, and then we've got an episode called The Next Doctor. So people thought, this is it. This is going
to
be it.
I don't think so, because I'm pretty sure it was announced that David Tennant was doing four specials, of which they would be like seasonal specials.
No, I don't know that it was. I think it had just been like this was just the Christmas special, because then at the end of Planet of the Dead, that's then when you get the Doctor Who will return in, you know, it does that mad trailer at the end of it. So I'm not 100% sure it was known. Or, you know, it could have been like the whole bioregeneration thing. Like, we've only seen regeneration once at this point. We don't know if there could be two Doctors gallivanting at the same time. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, very true. Very true.
Well, that's part of the reason I said misleading, like the Doctor's daughter.
Yeah, yeah, no. Well, Jack, here's a question for you then. Imagine you'd have had to wait 6 months from, well, probably not. When did it end? Sort of probably ends around August time, the normal series, right? Something like that. Imagine you've had to wait from about mid-year to the Christmas special. The only Doctor Who news you've had in that time is the Doctor is regenerating. And you get to this special that's the next Doctor. Would you feel shortchanged?
Yes, 100%. Because I genuinely, again, at this point, we've got to the point where Brad won't even let me look at the fucking tile things on BBC iPlayer.
Okay.
Right. So no, the only reason I did that, to be fair, is because I knew you'd see a picture of David Tennant before he had that regeneration scene.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
That was why I wouldn't let you look.
Yeah. Okay. No, that makes sense. But yeah. So like the thing is obviously I know that Matt Smith is the next Doctor now, but I don't know when it's happening, how it's happening, anything like that. So any one of these specials could be a regeneration thing. Now, all right, I'm not stupid. I'm assuming he regenerates at the last episode of season four. But, like, if you're... I mean, I don't know how they announced them. I mean, did they announce there was going to be a Christmas special, an Easter special?
I think they did,
I don't think they did. I think we knew it was Christmas, and then I think it was announced that there was going to be four specials, but I think the four specials are Planet of the Dead, Waters of Mars, End of Time Part 1, End of Time Part 2. I think this is just Christmas.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I don't know. I mean, look, I don't know. I feel like they could have done a bit better with the naming. Like, just the actual name of the episode.
I agree. The next Doctor, well, the next it, doctor it sets is, expectations.
Yeah, you're sitting there thinking, right, the Doctor's going to regenerate. We're going to find out who the next Doctor's going to be. And then it just turns out the bloke's just, I don't know, just accidentally looked at a bunch of pictures.
He's just a fanboy, is what it is.
Yeah, he's fanboying. It's the Doctor meets a fanboy.
I've got to admit, though, seeing David... Is it David Morrissey? Right, I'm getting that right, yeah?
I don't know. I only know him as the governor.
Oh, of course, yeah, Walking Dead fame. But seeing David Tennant, then David Morrissey, then watching David Morrissey run up and he's like, I'm the doctor, simply the doctor, the one, like, fuck. That would have been a sick way of introducing another doctor.
Yeah, they. It does feel like they've kind of missed the trick there. You could have. I don't know. I feel like they could have done a little bit more with it. Like they, I don't know when they start filming these kind of specials compared to, you know, like. I mean, I'm assuming the episodes are all shot in one go and then they're released weekly rather than like shooting in between. But I'm not sure. Do they then say, right, we've wrapped production on the series. Now we're going straight onto the Christmas specials.
I don't
Because
know, to be fair.
it just I
Depends
don't
how
know
much
it
is
just
commissioned, I guess.
yeah it just I don't know it just felt just like the doctor's daughter really just clumsy more than anything.
What do we think of David Morrissey as a potential doctor?
Yeah, I know. I thought he was pretty class, to be fair. I mean, I think he had a good vibe of the doctor. I like someone who's like David Tennant, basically, you know, energetic, runs around and stuff. It's quite funny as well, and I thought he brought quite a lot to the character, to be honest. I thought he'd be pretty good.
JP?
I was waiting for it to cave someone's skull in with a baseball bat and nails.
That's not
I
what he's
just
like.
I just couldn't I really I
You
mean
can't
the
see past him
character
as the governor, yeah.
who played in The
Probably
Walking
because I've
Dead
not
was
seen that, though.
yeah
Maybe that's why.
I'm gonna say now the character who played in The Walking Dead was fucking class. Like and it's a testament to how good an actor he is, but like he played a fucking psychopath. And then you got this guy that's just like, I'm the doctor. And I'm like, well, no. It's, I tell you what it's like, right? It's like, do you remember when The Woman in Black came out like 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah, we went and saw it in Canvey Cinema.
We did. And they had Daniel Radcliffe as
Well, what,
the
just you
main
two?
actor.
Because I didn't go. We weren't
No,
friends back then.
we
No,
went
I
with a
think we went
group.
with a group, didn't we? Yeah,
I think we
maybe
went with a
not.
group, yeah. But Daniel Radcliffe was the lead role in that. But of course, he'd just been on the back of Harry Potter. And I remember just through that movie, just thinking, that's Harry Potter. That's not whoever it was. It's Harry. You can't get that kind of, it just, the, my brain just doesn't, you know. But so it was a little weird for me to see this guy that was very energetic and very wholesome. And I'm just like, I watched you cave someone's skull in.
Well, the complete other way around then, because I've only seen him in this, so I can't imagine him being that person who would cave someone's skull in.
I have seen Walking Dead, but after this, so I still think he'd make a sick doctor. I also think because of what he can do in The Walking Dead, he'd make a really cool dark doctor as well, like
Yeah.
sort of similar to, I guess, Peter Capaldi, but more light-hearted,
What? Think probably not a
adventurous.
dark doctor.
Peter Capaldi's a dark doctor. Series one, he's a dark
Not
doctor.
as
That's
much
his
as
whole
Christopher
character
Eccleston.
arc. Oh, probably not as much as Christopher Eccleston, to be fair. Yeah, okay. So Morrissey could have been a really good hybrid, sort of Tennant
Yeah.
Eccleston mix. Like 100% see it. I would have absolutely rated that. I do want his brother to have a go, though. Head teacher of Waterloo Road. Imagine that crossover.
What, what's his name?
Neil Morrissey, I think it is.
Neil Morrissey, is that who I'm thinking of as the first head teacher in Waterloo Road?
Yeah, what's his name though?
I
Is
don't
he?
know. I never watched Waterloo Road.
Oh no, that's not who it is.
Yeah, it is Neil Morrissey.
I'm thinking of the first ever head teacher of Waterloo Road.
No, he was mad. Eddie
Yeah,
Lawson,
you're
Eddie
talking about.
Lawson.
Yeah, you're talking about Neil Morrissey. I know who you mean. Yeah.
His brother. Yeah. That'd be a mad crossover.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Yeah,
I
he'd
just
probably be
realized
quite good
that.
to be fair.
Sorry, I've got to put this on the record now. I've been getting the governor confused with Negan. Negan's the guy that bad. He still played a psychopathic character, but it wasn't Negan, it was the governor.
Wow.
He didn't come.
So,
I mean, don't get me wrong,
JP,
still fucked up.
unbelievable.
He kept his dead zombie daughter as a pet, like still horrifically fucked up, but not. He didn't cave someone's head in with a baseball bat. He shot them instead. So he's only slightly less, but
He's
my
only
point
slightly
still
less
stands.
creepy. He
Yeah,
could probably
my
be the
point still
doctor.
stands, though. Yeah.
My only thing with David Morrissey as the doctor is I don't think he does a good sad face. There's a few bits where he's like getting upset about his kid, And I'm like, looks like you're pulling a funny face. Nobody does as the Doctor crying quite like David Tennant. I will give that to him.
I agree. Yeah.
As we're about to see, there's a lot of crying is heading our way, JP. So just brace for that.
Oh, can't wait.
I also quite like David Morrissey. I was watching a few interviews with him and he was like, I was channeling William Hartnell. I was channeling a bit of Christopher Eccleston. He was like, I was going to all these people for inspiration. And there is one bit where he's questioning David Tennant. He's like, who are you exactly? And I'm like, oh, that is like William Hartnell, or technically David Bradley's impression of William Hartnell that we get later on. But I really like him. I also love his outfit. I think that's a good Doctor Who outfit.
Yeah, I rate it, to be fair.
It's yeah, given, I agree.
Who's the other one that's David's wife's dad? It's given them his vibes.
Oh, yeah. Peter Davison?
Yeah, Peter Davison, that's the one.
Yeah. Getting all of that, to be fair. I'm going to be totally honest with you. Me complimenting David Morrissey is about where my compliments end for this episode. I think everything about the mystery of him being the Doctor is what's interesting. When it's revealed at the 27-minute mark that he is not the Doctor and he's just been info-stamped, I'm like, well, I'm checked out for the rest of the episode now. And that's before halfway. I thought this was like an episode-long mystery, no, Brad?
I can't really remember, to be honest, but I don't know. I remember that that was what happened, and I remember clocking it pretty early on. JP took ages to figure it out, but it was your first time ages, watching yeah. it, so I'll let you go off.
When did you clock?
Yeah, I guess it probably was longer.
No, in fairness, I didn't. The only thing I actually clocked was then that he had a wife.
Okay.
And I completely missed the fact that he would have had a child as well. Like, I didn't put anything together until the Doctor pretty much explained it. And then I was like, okay, I see it now. I see it.
But did you pick up on like the wooden screwdriver, obviously?
It was just something that was odd. I was, to be honest, I put it down to the fact that he was stuck in the, like, I thought it was going to be like he was stuck in the Victorian ages and like shit was just reverting back to the Victorian age, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay. That actually would have been quite cool, to be fair.
That's what I thought. Because again,
it's like one of those psychic filters, so he's seeing it as a screwdriver, so that he doesn't remember and become a Time Lord.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was
because that's
be like
what happens when he pulls the fob watch out.
Oh, I loved that.
We should just write Doctor Who, lads.
Honestly,
step one: don't put Hugh Edwards in it.
okay, lads. What the fuck is the weird little hairy cyber shape?
I love thing? These things. Yeah, honestly, these have got to be my favourite creatures in Doctor Who so far. So,
really,
as far as I can see, they're Cybermen dogs that are feral creatures that can run really, really fast on all fours, leap up buildings, but also drive a horse and carriage.
I find it incredible that you like these robot dogs but don't like canines, to be honest.
I had more emotion. When it tilts its little head, bless it.
What do you mean?
I was like, look at
canine it. Canine is well emotional.
No, he's fucking not. He speaks in one tone of voice the entire time. Didn't like him.
Hello, master.
He don't.
They are absolute wank villains. What's the point in introducing them? They don't do anything.
They're just like slave things. And
I quite like the little action sequence at the beginning where they're getting pulled up with the rope and Rosita just comes and cuts. Like, all of that's quite fun, actually. I will give it that. But
fair play to it. Rosita has got to hold some kind of record for, like, you know, fastest time off a 5-story building. Like, pretty much, she's carrying an axe as well. Those things are fucking heavy. Like, she made it up there. Like, and fair play, because that building was long as well. She had a long way to run.
But I think just stick with the Cybermen. The Cybermen are cool enough now. I mean, JP, I know you love the Cybermen. Is there anything cooler than the Cybermen attacking a cemetery in the snow?
Oh, I did like that scene. I've got to say, that is my... Oh, actually, is that my favourite scene in this episode or the end scene with the Cyber King?
Oh, it definitely can't be that CGI nonsense at the end.
No, I really...
Honestly... No, I said I like the cemetery one more. If I'm honest, though, thinking this is only our second time, or JP's second time seeing the Cybermen, I think, isn't it?
We get them on
And even
Doomsday
thinking
as
to
well.
future episodes. Oh, yeah, Doomsday. Okay, so third time. And I think this is probably up there with probably the worst Cyberman episode out there, but in all Doctor Who.
Worst.
Yeah, I don't think I think can think of a worse one.
I think you'll change your
Even up there
mind.
with like Jodie's Cybermen one.
No, Jodie's Cybermen one was good. I don't think Stephen Moffat did the Cybermen very well. There's the one where he introduces the
Which
new
one did he
design
do?
and they attack the castle and it's got Warwick Davis in. Do you even remember it? Matt Smith episode with
Who's
Clara.
Jesus? No, I don't think I do.
And then there's Peter Capaldi has one with the introduction of Missy and they're at St. Paul's
Yeah, I
Cathedral.
like that one.
Do
I like that
you?
one.
Shit, I'm not a big fan of
Yeah.
that one.
Really? No, I actually quite like them. Probably because of Missy, though, to be fair.
Oh yeah, 100%. And then obviously his last one with the Cybermen's the best. No, okay. I think this is the weakest one. But that scene is awesome. All of that, Mrs. Harrigan or Harrison or whatever her name is, oddly sexy, by the
Partigan.
way. Anybody
Oh,
else?
mate, honestly, right, I'll tell you what,
No.
I'm glad you said that, because there was a few like lines there. That I was like, hold on a minute, that's a bit I put is she attracted to the Cybermen? Because there
There's
was a bit where
something
they're
odd
talking about the
there, isn't
plan,
it?
and it was just like she it was just like, okay. And then she makes another comment as well. Oh no, sorry, it was she made a very sexual noise. When did they first put the helmet on her? And they turn her into the Cyber King.
Yeah.
And she like moans like really
She
sexually.
does, doesn't
Like,
she? Yeah. Yeah.
like I was like, hold on a minute, what's that? And then the final comment is she goes, oh, it's another man to assert himself against me in the night. I'm like, what?
There's definitely something a little bit sexy about it. Maybe I've just got a thing women with authority, because also jumping ahead, Lady Christina as well in the
Oh,
next
brilliant.
episode.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Lady
There,
Christina.
Lady
Oh,
Christina in the
yeah.
next episode. Yeah,
Yeah, no, I
there's
agree with
one
that one.
line in this. I'm glad like you brought like where is it? Okay, she says something like fetch an entrance at the rear. Hardly worn for a woman, or something along those lines. A bit like,
Yeah, it's like when just before the cemetery scene, she turns up like in a red dress. So now we've all seen the Matrix, I'm assuming, yeah?
yeah, Lady in Red.
Lady in Red, yeah. I wonder if that was a Matrix reference.
It's a song from
I
Deadpool
don't know.
Wolverine as well.
Is it? Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, it was just, but the cemetery scene was cool. But I think my favorite part was the two Cybermen dog things just dragging a person towards a Cyberman so he could zap him.
That's the only thing about that. I would so easily be able to duck and dive my way out of that situation, I reckon.
Well, yeah, it's proven when the doctor kicks two of them down the stairs.
Yeah, exactly. They're not exactly formidable foes, I don't think.
No, I don't understand. It's like, at least the Daleks have like a long range weapon. You know,
That's
they can kill
fine.
from a distance.
No, they do have long range weapons. They have like guns, don't they? But they never use them.
They do in Doomsday, but they don't here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They never do elsewhere. It's
Yeah,
very
it's a
odd.
stranger.
What do we think about? So this is one of the few episodes that explains how a villain returns. What do you think of their? Like, I'm fairly fond of it. So he says they fell out of the void because of Davros's reality bomb, and then they fell through time. I quite like, there's no need to have that there. These could just be Cybermen in Victorian times, but I like that little tying it all back together. That's something that I think Doctor Who's
Yeah.
missing now. That sort of, oh, I don't want to say bigger
How can you explain how
story.
the Daleks return every year?
But they're
Like it
cut,
happens
but
too often.
they kind of managed to do it in these first four series, with it being, you know, Dalek Khan is the one that comes back and falls through the time vortex and
Yeah.
saves Davros, who then creates the rest of them. I don't know, it kind of works.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it
I
does in
mean,
these sums, but it doesn't in the future, if I'm honest.
no, definitely not.
are we putting that down to bad writing in the future, though? Because I think that they
No.
needed to explain how the Cybermen rocked up in Victorian times.
Okay, fair enough. I don't think they
Because
did. I like, but I'm happy that you're happy with it.
Yeah, well, no, because if you think about it, the Daleks are a race that we know they can transport themselves through time and space as well. So you could say, all right, the Daleks have traveled back in time to the Victorian times to harvest energy, harvest people, whatever. But the Cybermen were designed, we know that the Cybermen were designed by someone that was a human that was turning into a machine. And he wanted to make it so there's no, they don't have a background in time travel or space travel or anything like that. So I think that they needed to explain how the Cyber, because the first question was how the fuck are the Cybermen back in the Victorian times?
Okay, fair enough, man. Fair enough. I think
Yeah.
the further we get into Doctor Who, the less you'll require an explanation. Well,
Oh, good.
hopefully, anyway.
Can't fucking wait.
The reveal, the sort of mid-episode twist that the Doctor is actually, like, there's probably a real psychological term for it as well, I'm sure, like, projected or, I don't know, repressed or something. The fact that his wife is dead and his son has been kidnapped, pretty dark for 6 p.m. on Christmas Day, you know?
It's I guess it, look, I suppose it's one way to describe how he just forgot who he was, I guess. I suppose they could have done it else. They could have said that he just replaced his memory or something. But then I suppose that wouldn't give him that kind of I'm forgetting the word of it now. MacGuffin. That's the word. It's not giving him the MacGuffin to then want to save London. Because he knew he had to be in London to save something, but he didn't know what it was.
No, look, I think it absolutely works. Like, could you imagine how crap this episode would be if there wasn't this sort of dark undercurrent and undercurrent? But I just baffled. I'm like, just like, this is a Christmas episode for a kids' TV show, and his child is in a burning factory doing slave labor, and his wife's dead. Mental.
Yeah, it was very Oliver Twist, wasn't it?
It was a little bit. Did the
I
set
feel like
look
it was.
familiar though?
I thought that, but I didn't know why.
Go on.
It's the Torchwood hub set, just redecorated with a bit of wooden stuff.
Ah,
Is
okay.
it really?
Yeah, there's a few shots where you can really shit, where you can really shit, where you can really see it. Just thought that was quite interesting. There's a really good joke in this that's the Cybermen just creep up. The doctor's like, oh, your legs are on silent.
Yeah, I did like that. That is
That really
again
good
because
joke.
the whole thing is stompy, stompy, stomp, and then suddenly he's just quiet.
And why not? It makes for a good jump scare. Who gives a fuck? Yeah, put your legs on silent.
Yeah, no, I'm there for it. I'm there for it. But
I don't think it
yeah,
landed with me, to be honest. But
Huh?
I don't think that joke landed with me, but
Ah,
maybe I
fair
need
enough.
to rewatch.
The whole plot after this reveal just doesn't do it for me. When they're in this, like I said, burning wood factory, of course his son is the one that doesn't escape as well. And you've got David Tennant Jack Sparrowing his way to saving the day. But then I think it brings it back around with the sort of interestingness of this sort of Cyber King that we touched on earlier. Cool design, Cyber King.
Yeah, well, I cool design, not the Death Star. In the fact that it looked cool, it obviously functioned as a, some kind of thing, but they didn't put a fucking lid on the cockpit.
But that's because it wouldn't be cool otherwise. It's like when they're wearing aviators in Alien because they're the pilot of the ship. You don't need aviators in space. It's dark, but it looks cool.
It's not dark in space. You still have sun in space.
You don't need to wear sunglasses.
If anything, you probably need to because you don't have the Earth's atmosphere to protect. You've got to,
Nonsense. Absolute
and you're closer to the
nonsense.
sun, technically.
Oh, let's not start this.
There
Let's
you go.
no. We're not doing this.
Look, all I'm saying, right, is if they'd have put a bit of fucking glass over that cockpit, they'd have been invincible. The doctor wouldn't have been able to do anything.
Yeah, but then would he be able to have heard them when they're talking? Oh, for fuck's sake, put
Exactly.
a fucking loudspeaker on there or something. Come on, the Cybermen, you know, oh. It's the only thing that wound me up about that. I was just like, unbelievable. How does he actually hear them? That's something that bugged me, to be fair.
Yeah, they must have been shouting.
Yeah,
What do
exactly.
you mean shouting? He's miles away.
It's
Hey,
Victorian
it's
England.
Jan!
There's no cars, there's no machines or anything. It's quieter back then.
No, that's true. There's just
So you
only one
reckon you
big
could
fuck
hear
off
all the way
robot.
along there?
They weren't that far apart.
I think they were.
I think we're seeing the signs of bad Russell T. Davis here. The thing that got me is she can corrupt the Cybermen, Cyber King programming just because she's a woman.
No, because she's angry.
She's angry because she's a woman. Are you telling me they've never upgraded anybody angry before?
No, I suppose it's like kind of when you go back to Dalek and Dalek Khan, and they're like, what if a Dalek had emotion?
I just don't like why her?
I don't know. It's never really. I'm assuming that she, because they said I was working on the basis that she was in the workhouse.
She was, I don't know. She was like an assistant or something, I think it's implied, isn't it? Because she knows all of these people. I don't know.
I mean, it's a strange one. It's a strange one. But yeah, no, it was. I mean, look, it obviously worked, and that's it. But then the end bit didn't really work.
What don't you like about the ending?
It was just a bit weird because, like, so the doctor hit her with the I'm assuming was like a kind of an amalgamation of all of the what are they called, info capsules?
Okay, yeah, just a convenient thing that can disconnect her from
Yeah, and then
the thing.
disconnected her from the mainframe, as it were.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, that did nothing. And he's like, no, I disconnected you from the mainframe. And then she suddenly still has the same amount of anger and realization, but then somehow, even though she's disconnected from the mainframe, she starts screaming, the Cybermen will blow up, she bursts into ribbons, and then the Cyber King falls over.
Mate, what I don't even get about it is he even says something that's like, you've been under their spell for. But she's been doing this of her own free will the entire time, no?
Yeah, no, she to me, she was like the oh, I'm gonna forget his name. I always forget his name. The kid with the Sontarans.
Yeah, absolutely. But.
Like where they promised her one thing and then she was like, oh yeah, I'll go along with it because she,
Okay.
and then they lie because the Cyberman even says, oh, that was a lie, or well, that was designated a
That
lie.
was designated a lie. What a sick line.
I like that. I'm gonna have to use that more.
Yeah, I've literally got the exact same note. That was designated a lie. I must use this more.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, that's a kind of an aura I want to go for. But yeah, it was one of those things that I was just like, it was a bit weird because she disconnected and then she was still able to destroy them all by screaming and shouting.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's a MacGuffin. It's a classic Russell T. Davis solve everything in the last 3 minutes, even though it doesn't really make sense. And
Yeah.
I think the cracks have really started to show it. And honestly, because of episodes like this, I'm now so excited to hit the Moffat era again in 4 more episodes' time. Like, I cannot begin to tell you because I think this is a little bit weak, you know? Also, it's things like, you know, that dimension cannon. It doesn't have power, and then all of a sudden it does just in time to catch the falling Cyberman. Like, come on. Can't write something better than
Yeah,
that.
he
I
was a
think you're
bit
reading
weird. I
into it a
mean,
bit too much, though.
yeah,
Always
I
finished a
guess that
snack.
Doctor Who is, yeah.
It's Doctor Who at the end of the day. And yes, I have now finished my snack.
But
Yeah,
it
but it's
still
Doctor Who, it's
leads
sci-fi.
to.
This always happens, no matter who writes.
But I'm saying they can do better. And Russell does do better. Like,
yeah, they all do. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. It feels a bit weak to me.
It is a weaker episode, to be fair.
It was a bit weird.
The ending though, the Doctor floating back down in that, in the TARDIS, the tethered aerial, really something or other, can't remember the name of it. And David Morrissey thanking him and being like, he never gets the thanks and appreciation. I love that. Like,
yeah, thanks, Klaus, to be fair.
I think this is a pretty good example of what's to come, in the sense that the plot is so, but the family drama and, you know, the sort of character development and stuff, Russell does very, very well. Whereas I think the plots are slightly better in the Moffat era, but we maybe lack the connections and the drama. I don't know. I'm intrigued to get there, but I think this is, episodes like this are getting me more and more hyped to put the Russell era behind us, if I'm being totally honest.
Yeah.
I still think this is top tier, though.
I don't think it is, man. I don't think it is. I think the quick resolution lets it down.
Yeah, I'm not talking about this episode in general. I'm talking about the Russell T. Davies era.
Yeah, potentially.
I think it doesn't get better.
I don't know. I'm intrigued to see. The first half of this is definitely tons more interesting for me. And then it, you know, cycles back around. I love that the Doctor's genuinely gone for Christmas dinner with these guys. Like, all of that's heartwarming stuff. Love it.
Yeah, it's quite cute, especially after, because he invites him over first. And he says, I'll come for Christmas dinner, as in like an invitation. And then he says, a companion. And the Doctor says, and it is quite sad, actually, because he then says, oh, they always leave, or, you know, they find some. He pretty much rattles off what happened to Rose, what happened to Martha, what happened to Donna. And then he turns around and says, no, it was a request. It was an invitation, but now it's a thing. Which I think is quite sweet, actually.
Yeah, no, it's all very good. I also think David Morrissey might be my favourite reaction to the TARDIS as well. This is nonsense. I love all of that. Brilliant.
But that's a reasonable reaction, though, I think.
And I'm agreed. You wouldn't believe
but
it, would
about
you?
this guy lives in the Victorian ages. They don't have electricity.
Would blow his fucking... It would blow my mind now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I agree. I agree. And we know what the TARDIS is as well. It would still be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Brad, the ending of this also reinforces my point that this wasn't part of the four specials. It's because we still don't get a Knock Four Times reference.
I agree. And I think you do get it in the next episode. Am I thinking right?
You do get it in the next episode. Good to know you're well prepared for that we're about to jump into.
Yeah, but I feel like this is just a standalone Christmas special, and then you go into three, technically four specials, I guess.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, are up there as a group of episodes, are probably up there with the best group of episodes, in my opinion.
We'll get there. So, JP, I guess technically we've had Christmas Carol, we've had David Tennant's first one, Christmas Invasion. We've had, what came after Christmas Invasion? Voyage of the Damned.
What's Christmas Carol?
The Christopher Eccleston one. Technically, it's a Christmas special.
That weren't a Christmas special, though.
Technically, it's a Christmas special.
When did it get released?
Christmas.
Yeah, it doesn't matter when it got released. I was watching an interview with them, and they were like, it was like filming our Christmas special. So I'm counting it. After Voyage of the Damned, what was next? Is it this one?
Have you missed Runaway Bride?
Oh, Runaway Bride was in there as well. What's your favourite Christmas Doctor Who story so far?
That's a tough one.
It's an easy one for me, I think.
I'll probably go say Voyage of the Damned, you know?
Easily. Easily.
I'm
going to
say
back
Voyage
to
of the
our tier ranking of all the episodes, and I am so upset with myself that I didn't fight to put Voyage of the Damned in S, because it is a perfect Doctor Who episode. It just
it's
is.
Not it's good it's
not
perfect.
I no it's
controversial.
It's an A.
though, controversially, after this one, after Voyage of the Damned, I've got to say the next best one is probably David Tennant's first episode.
Nah, I
I
don't
think it
know.
is.
I don't like it at all. I think Christmas
It's better
Invasion
than
is
the
one of the
others.
worst Doctor Who episodes. Runaway Bride is
I think you need to
fine.
rewatch it.
Anyway, so JP, Voyage of the Damned is still the best Christmas episode, yeah?
Yeah, so far I'd say it is.
I think there's one episode that may dethrone it. Brad, do you know the one I'm talking about?
There's only, if I'm honest, there could be, there's two actually. I think it could be.
Oh, what's the
There's
second one?
either the one with the singer and the one with Dumbledore, and the singer,
That's what I think could pivot to the post, yeah.
and then there is the Greg Davis one.
Oh, I hadn't even remembered that one. Yeah, of course. There's also the one with Nick
Yeah, it's got to
Frost.
be that one.
That's a fucking banger.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember that one that well, to be fair, but yeah.
Oh, I'm actually quite hyped. We've got some good Christmas ones. Oh, there's also the superhero one where they rip their face in half. That's a quality one.
I also don't really remember that one.
Oh, mate, I'm
I don't remember it
gassed to
being that
get there
good.
now. I can honestly, I'm so excited to like plow through a few more of these. I can't even tell you. These specials feel like a drag for me. I'm sorry, they just do.
No, what are you about?
Right, JP, love it or hate it.
I'm still gonna say love it. As I said, it was misleading. I didn't. It felt like the doctor's daughter for me. You know, it could have been more. But I will say though, I still think it was a fun Christmas episode.
I actually totally agree with you. Yeah, it's a love it for me just because even though it has some dark tones to it, like we mentioned, it is just a bit of fun, really. And I really, really think David Morrissey fucking kills it in this role and carries the episode. If he was played, you know, if he was a less good actor, this would be a completely different vibe this entire episode. Brad?
I'd also say love it, but like you say, David Morrissey was class in this, and I do like the plot. I like the fact that he like forgets his memory and stuff, and it's the info stamp. But I just don't think this is executed well enough. But yeah, it's still, I love it.
There we go, boys. So another Christmas episode down. We are now very much in the back end of the Tennant and RTD era. Next week, Planet of the Dead. No next time trailer in this episode.
No, it's a bit kind, actually. Yeah.
So I guess we'll adios amigo you there and see you next week for Planet of the Dead.
Yeah.
Planet of the Dead.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll catch you next week.